free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
I know from the last time I did this, thanks to phone incredibly hard for anyone. We'll try.
Well, this maybe is good, like, probably representative of the sort of audio that you're dealing with.
Background noise.
So this is our favorite question, which is, like, when you're building, like, the building with voice AI, if you could wave a magic wand at any of the problems that you've been dealing with, what would you wave it at?
That's interesting. So, I mean, the one we've been talking about, like the audio play now, or whatever it is, because there's just such diverse audio sources that we don't know what we're going to get. And they're going, oh, customer, like we can sell them the vision, and then you get to the store, and it's just screeches, and all the audio is clipped, and like, what are we going to do with this? So there's definitely that problem. The other one that's like very radio specific is, can't get our hands on every single radio, and this, like, it's a barrier for every sales. Like, send us your radios, and you're going to need two of them, and they better have chargers, and like, okay, well, now we can't do that, or can't spare them, so we're sourcing them ourselves, and like, there's a bit of a hardware challenge there. That'll go away eventually when you've done enough of these, but the stage we're at, like, jumping for joy when there's like, they got the same radios as you've already compatible with. Yeah, or it's a cheap one that we could just buy, and it's like, we're just heading to just go get one for $100 and we need to stall it for them on the ship. Yeah, those two are the bane of my existence right now.
So the voice, hearing it accurately.
Hearing it accurately, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, actually having the hardware to plug in so that we can get it.
And that's so that you can actually develop.
To be able to deliver is more. Like, we can do all the development. Actually, we got a bit of a rude awakening because we did a bunch of the development and just been like, just use the speaker on your laptop and I'll talk to it. It basically gets what I say almost every time correctly. And then that's not the experience we need.
Ready.
Plug it through the hardware kit and it's a walkie-talkie.
How is it different?
It's just like, you're going to get half as many successful returns from the speech to text. It just comes back with nothing. Like, couldn't interpret it or wildly incorrectly.
Because of the...
It's just such a bad signal.
Bad signal. Annoyed. Was it the most?
Walkie-talkies are fine because they don't have a lot of bandwidth, so they got to compress the normal range of human voices. They're going to throw out bits that they don't think you're going to need. They know you're going to play it on another Motorola walkie-talkie that's only got a little speaker this big. So, well, that's going to send any bass with that. They're going to make the audio worse so that they can fit it across the air. And then, like, they've just gotten less signal to work with on the other end. And that's one of the reasons we're looking at using something like a software-defined radio to like try and exclude any artifact that's coming from the walkie-talkie actually playing the audio for us. Because that's making assumptions about what kind of speaker it's got in it. It's filtering out some of the audio anyway. Because there's all these sub-auto comments and things that bolt into the air that we want to prove whether like, it's the walkie-talkie itself that we're listening to the problem,
right,
versus like what's coming over the air.
That's
a bloody project that we're looking to kick off.
And so it's like what you build, you need to actually test it on the devices to know that it's actually good.
Yeah, and it's a few of our customers are local, but like we're sending these kits across the country to if we don't have installers there. It's kind of just ship it to the manager of a store and they're going to plug it in the Ethernet and power. Hopefully it fires up. They got to turn on the radio, set the volume correctly, put it on the right channel. There's a lot of them dumb little human problems that could go wrong.
And so what the magic wand would be to
infinite supply of devices or
infinite devices.
Yeah,
that would solve.
So if we could, if this wave of the magic wand worked, how would it change your life?
Now, I spend a lot of our time on the delivery side, making sure that, okay, this kit that we build is actually going to work for this customer, as opposed to like writing code to stick new use cases in. So that problem would just go away. And would be dramatically less.
Yeah. Okay. That's,
this could also be solved with like a bigger production and testing team.
Yeah.
That would solve that too.
If you had a bigger, but
yeah, just other people that aren't the dev team had on to click on that stuff.
But yeah.
We just had that big.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a third thing that you would wave a magic wand at?
A third thing. Short of like customer side problems, like IT and can we get approval to do this? There's so many things that hang out. Like the technology is fine. It's going to work. Well, getting blocked because the IT department doesn't want outbound network access, or people are paranoid that the audio that we're capturing is somehow sensitive and it's the company's secrets, even though these are in public airways and someone could sit in the parking lot with a radio.
Yeah.
There's none of that. The human understanding of the problem.
Okay. This is like communication. It'd
be nice if that could go away. A fourth thing would be, it doesn't need a magic wand, but just better, more time to devote to how we orchestrate the various modules. Like, we're so independent right now. Like, if you're doing an inventory lookup, you need to tell us it's inventory, and then we can go do that really well. And if it's a generic LLM, we could do that. We can hand that off really well. But then if you start mixing these things together, breaks up the LLM conversation.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to like ask the agent, hey, Toby, every single time I talk to it, you want to be able to like ask it once. And then if I keep coming back, you know, it's me. And that isn't handled very well because there's so much other traffic going on.
Oh, yeah.
You can't really piece together that somebody got a quick question in here that isn't for the agent, but then let's go back to answering the original one.
So it's like kind of keeping the consistency across. Like, it's like you want to treat it as if it's like a conversation. But this thing has like many conversations going on.
Kind of like if granola was like, if we wanted to pick up the neighboring conversation at the same time and keep it separate. If it could do that, that would blow my mind. That's kind of the same problem space, I guess.
That's very interesting. Do you remember my third question? I have one more question that I was used. Let's pull up.
Don't off the top of my head.
Do you have more questions, Aidan? While I frantically search for my third question.
I have a complete aside to that point, which is I was just thinking, and you're saying that what technology exists to do something like that. I did hear something I thought was really cool the other day. I don't know if this would actually solve that. It's like how do you reconstruct a sound state and then be able to like direct the microphone digitally off in the back.
Yeah, right.
Like there are apparently these directional 360 microphones. We wear your ears. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
Fucking crazy. So you could wear them in your ears and then it records how we're human ear that is in part of the mouth. And apparently it's great for like reconstructing like sound bots and kind of stuff, but also has some real utility if you're like, I want to record this and I don't know where I want to point the microphone, but later I will figure it out.
Nice.
So yeah, that was my complete aside there.
That was very helpful, just so I now remember that as well.
A friend of mine that we talked to about, he's like a digital schooling and digital signal processing.
Oh, really?
So we've been kind of tapping him for some insights into what we're doing, and kind of educated me on like how some of these things work, but like your Sonos system, like when you plug it in, it's going to do these sine sweeps.
Yeah.
Like these big whoop sounds like a few times.
I have some speakers that do
basically
that.
Basically going to make a picture of your room and they...
It's not what it does.
It's crazy. So they can understand how far that wall is away and where you need to be to hear the sound and they reconfigure.
So those, the speakers, Jack's staying at my place while he's here. The speakers in there, the big...
Oh yeah, the corners.
They do that.
Really?
Yeah. If you turn them on, they can... Then they bounce the sound around.
So
it's cool. It's like...
Sadly, it's never going to work for a walkie-talkie, but it kind of got the thoughts thinking around, well, it's a way to, like, deploy a system and be able to test, is it working, or, like, what radio should you replace? This is never going to work. And, you know, some test that we could run, like, go grab every radio and play audio through it. Okay, we can pick that up and identify the good ones and the bad ones and maybe adjust.
Yeah, and it's so cool. I mean, it's like bats, right? What can we learn? Sonar.
Jack, I've got my last question.
You got it?
So, well, maybe last. If you waved your magic wand and you solved, made infinite devices, and you're able to, like, understand the signal well, is there anything that makes that more valuable now than it was, like, a year or two ago?
I mean, everything we're doing is to unlock data that is just out there and disappears. Like, every one of these conversations, who we're trying to sell to, there's a ton of value in that data that has just vanished into the area maps. So that's always been there. It's just you've never been able to get at it. So storing all that data and then starting to extract from it. Like, we're very much in the retail space and, like, we're thinking thousands of little bits of data that are valuable at the kind of corporate level. And then all kinds of tactical things at a store level. But, like, you help me do my job here, but at the corporate level, it's like, what are the patterns and where's the waste? What type of store performs better? Or the ones that do certain things on the radio, like Lisa. It was so much there. So the value has always been there. There was just no way to get it. And then we haven't explored much beyond retail, but the number of places that these radios use, concerts and events and things like that.
Concerts is like taking the difficulty up to 11.
Yeah, let's make that noise reduction problem extreme. The humans understand what's going on. At some point,
we could build stuff that's better than human senses, right? So, like,
then you're into. I mean, they're dealing with all kinds of problems. It might be food and beverage, or it might be security. You had a baseball game or something.
I was thinking that, music concerts and things.
It's huge.
And I'm sure there are systems that record all that. Obviously, they've got them for military and aviation applications. They just record all the traffic, but not really at a civilian level. I can see the point where once this exists and it's out there, you're going to get sued if you don't have it. As far as, like, you're not doing your due diligence to make sure your staff aren't doing things they shouldn't on the radio. If you're not monitoring your traffic,
So you guys can become Palantir for radio.
How have you been learning about post-AI stuff?
Just kind of on the fly, just kind of hacking through it. There's no courses or anything that they've taken. It's just, if you guys have blocked me, try it out.
Yeah.
I mean, we all lose the front ends.
Yeah,
I'm a day in the day, just throwing stuff like a Copilot or ChatGPT. So kind of know what to ask and do the prompt engineering side of it. We're getting there, but the APIs to talk to these systems aren't that complicated. Fortunately, it's all giant companies that have thought through security and
yeah,
they've got that figured out.
Yeah,
it's nothing too weird.
Cool. Incredibly helpful.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you very much. Stop recording. Let's
find that one.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.